Hello, Abraham. I've been so fortunate in the past couple of years to experience some extreme contrast to get me to a point 6 months ago of being guided to your teachings. And it's been a wonderful journey of reconnection, no longer that extreme emptiness, loneliness of separation that I felt for so long. I am
Loneliness and separation are the same thing, aren't they?
Yes, they are, very much so. And
Separation's too strong of a word. We use it, but it's too strong because you can't be separated.
Okay. It's been wonderful, and I find I'm listening to you every night when I go to sleep and as much as I can in my waking hours. And this amazing trip is just beyond anything I could have imagined. It's wonderful. Yet there's a little part of me that is... I don't want to say that. Okay, is wondering about the contrast of going back into this life that is still largely in the physical being a default existence. Parts have manifested, like wonderful parts of things that I've put into my little rockets of desires, but some of the bigger ones have not yet appeared. And so coming from this extreme high of this experience now, going back to this physical existence where I live, there's a bit of uneasiness thinking about that. And I'm wondering if from your perspective, if there's any words of guidance or wisdom that you could impart.
Well, the thing that you haven't heard, we've said it a few times, but you haven't heard it, so we're going to slow it down and really say it in a way you can hear it. We know that when life causes you to clearly identify that you want things, and you've not only not seen those things come to fruition, but you can't even clearly see a path of how they will come. We know that those desires, especially those strong, strong, strong desires, feel uncomfortable. They sort of beat you up. And it's the same story as saying, I want to go over there, but in the meantime, let's say over there is 500 miles away or 5,000 miles away. As I want to go over there and I'm over here, if I let my awareness of the distance between where I am and where I want to be what's dominant within me, I'm going to be unhappy almost all the way there. And we talked about this vortex and how the closer you get to it, then the more exhilarating it is. And we want you to understand that the expanse between being over here far away from the vortex and being right up on the edge of it where it starts to feel exciting is just a few days of deliberate thinking away. In other words, we want you to begin saying things like, I do enjoy the journey. I am having fun along the way. Because so often, so many of our physical friends say, I'm standing over here and I want to be over there. And we'll say, well, what's it like over there? And they will tell us they don't know because they're over here. And we'll say, well, try to define what you think it will feel like over there. And often they won't even try because they are so engulfed in what's over here. And we don't want you to feel bad about being engulfed in what's over here because it's logical that you would be. Law of attraction holds you to some extent where you are because where you are is how you feel and how you feel is what you think and what you think is what you vibrate and what you vibrate is what you attract and what you attract is what you notice and what you notice is what you feel and what you feel is where you're vibrating is what you're attracting and what you're attracting. In other words, it feels like a cycle that's hard to break out of, but it isn't hard to break out of it gradually. It's just impossible to break out of it suddenly and all at once. That's what our first friend was talking about. In other words, he was somewhere in the vibrational proximity of this swirling vortex. So even though he wasn't really up to speed with what was going on there, he was close enough up to speed that with a little bit of emphasis, he got drawn into the exhilarating feeling of it and then didn't know quite what to do with it, but it sure felt better to him than being on the outside of it. And that's what we want you to begin focusing on and imagining. We want you to know, because we know it with everything that we are, that all of these things that you have been asking for so long are swirling in a powerful vortex and becoming more and more and more. And everything that you've been asking for, Because the things that you've been asking for, the experiences, the relationships, the abundance, the experiences, all of that that you've been asking for is not resistant in nature. And so law of attraction has been able to easily gather all of the components of all of your dreams and desires. You get that? You are the only holdout. Everything that you want is easily been drawn, and you are the one now that is allowing yourself to be drawn. Can you get this picture? In other words, can you feel, do you understand the power of law of attraction? And do you understand that through living of life, you have put the components of that which you desire to attract into this vortex of attraction? And can you feel that law of attraction is summoning unto that spot, unto that manifestation point, if you want to call it? We don't want to call it a manifestation point, because even though you can't see it, even though it hasn't manifested, it is a point of attraction and it is real. And it is going to be experienced at the point that you stop disallowing yourself of going there. So as you know that it's there, and now you're just relaxing and allowing yourself to see the evidence of your progress along the way, now in time, and not very far from now, you're already beginning to experience some of that. You begin to see little clues along the way that are letting you know your proximity to it. We would like you, all of you, but we would like you to be less interested in the manifestation points and more interested in just letting yourself get close to the feeling of it. Because if you could get inside of that vortex that you've created that already exists and feel what it feels like in there, you would go there quickly. It's this feeling that I'm not there that is the only thing that is keeping you from going there. Every time you take score, I'm not there yet, I'm not there yet, I'm not there yet. This is more evidence that I'm not there. This is more evidence that I'm not there. This is more evidence that I'm not there. The reason you feel lonely is because everything you care about is over here and you're over there, you see. So as you start saying things like, oh, it is there, and as you're feeling the appreciation of the contrast, you opened with that here. I feel appreciation for the contrast that has brought about this culmination. Right. And we say, oh, are there ever more culminations that are coming, you see? So we tell a lot of stories in order to soften resistance in our physical friends, like the joy is in the journey. You've been saying that for a long time. And almost everybody who hears that goes, yeah, right. The joy is in the journey. Because most physical friends are willing to put up with the crappy journey to get to the destination. But unless you are enjoying the journey, the destination just keeps eluding you. So then we try to soften it for you by saying, the destination is going to keep changing. Because you're not ever going to get it done. Contrast causes you to create your vibrational escrow of that, and in time you release resistance and catch up with it by finding the feeling place of it. But long before this manifestation that you've got your sights on now fully envelops you and shows itself to you in all material fashion, long before then, you've launched many more rockets of desire. So the destination, the goal, just keeps spreading out there before you. It will eternally. And unless you finally get the idea of that and stop hanging your star on getting there and start being exhilarated about the fact that contrast has given you a reason to move, it's the movement and alignment that is the joy of life experience. If something could happen, it never will, if something could happen that would cause you to cease the launching of desires and you ever could catch up with what you've created, that would be the loneliest feeling that has ever been felt by anyone, because it would be the feeling of endedness, which does not exist anywhere in the universe, you see. So this feeling of loneliness that you are describing, this feeling of despair or depression or disappointment that so many feel, is only an illusion brought about by improper focus, focusing upon where you are instead of upon where you're going. And we get it, why so many focus upon where they are. Where you are is vivid. You can smell it, you can taste it, you can touch it, you can see it, you can hear it, you can feel it with your physical body, where you, people are giving you feedback about it. There's a comparison of where you are and where everybody else is. We get how vivid where you are is. It just doesn't mean diddly squat, because all it is this temporary bouncing off place into the journey on the way to more, on the journey, on the way to more, on the journey, on the way to more. The journey 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 on the way to more. The journey, the journey, the journey, the journey on the way to more. The journey on the way to, the journey on the way to more. Now here you are on a journey. And so here you are, you're out in the middle of the ocean. You're on your way to something that will be wonderful. You're on your way to something that will be wonderful. But what you are saying is, yes, I'm on this journey. Came out into this beautiful ship and got onto this beautiful ocean, and we went to a beautiful place, and then we're going to another beautiful place, and then we're going to another beautiful place, and there are beautiful places and beautiful people and beautiful things to experience, and then I'm going home.
Yeah.
So what's happening is you're making this journey too literal. You're forgetting about all that now life and life before has propelled or parlayed or projected into your future experience. In other words, you think the itinerary that this ship is taking you to is a delicious journey. You ought to see the itinerary of your vibrational escrow. That's an itinerary, you see. So who cares? Sometimes you're going to come to an island that is so magnificent that you're going to want to get off and devour every part of it. And sometimes you're going to come to an island that you're not even want to get off the ship.
Right.
Because some of them satisfy you in more ways than others do. And all of your life is about that. There are going to be some aspects of your life that you're not really wanting to take an exploration party and explore it and bring others along, because it's not worth exploring. It doesn't measure up to who you really are. But there is always the promise of something so much more, and you're in charge of all of that. You're getting the sense of it, you see? So much wonderful thing before you. And as you begin looking optimistically there, and we think you've already begun to do that before you sat in this chair and addressed us in this way. You've got the hang of this. We just want you all to begin saying things more like, I'm eager for what's coming and satisfied with what is. And the reason I'm satisfied with what is because I can't change what is. But your eagerness for what's coming will change what is. Isn't that interesting? You can't change what is right now. You can't, because there are too many laws in place that make what is right now going to linger for a while. You live in this time-space reality where what is going to linger for a while.
Right.
But as you are looking forward, as you are caring about the way you feel, and as you are more forward-looking than now-looking, what happens is you improve your now. Let's say it clearly. You improve your now with your forward attention. You improve your now with your forward attention. You improve your now with your forward attention. And your forward attention that we're talking about is your vibrational escrow. As you begin to try to describe what you've put over there, and it's not, sometimes you say, I can't find positive words to describe it. And we say, doesn't matter, use the negative words to describe it, because when you know what you don't want, you know what you do want. So when you're in the middle, when Esther finds herself in the middle of something that she doesn't like someone not doing something that she asked them to do and wanted them to do, and she fixates on that, she sucks the life out of herself by focusing on that, where if she will just say, this experience and experiences like that have made me ask for this kind of person in my life, and then she turns her attention to this kind of person and gives her attention to that, now this has given her the benefit, because she put that in her vibrational escrow a long, 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 long time ago. And this experience of not having it for this moment is only a directive to get her focused toward what she really does want. Your now reality, when we say it doesn't mean diddly squat, we mean it is not where you're going. Why are you still looking at it? Have you ever seen anyone walking down the street looking at where they are? They don't do so well. They run into things. They miss things. They're just looking at where they are. They're just looking at where they are. Here's where I am. 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 Where are you going? It doesn't matter, because here's where I am. Here's where I am. Where you are is just the bouncing off place for where you're going, but we want you to get oriented about where you're going. We want you to tell the story about where you're going and why you're going there. And before you know it, you will have discovered and practiced and stabilized the feeling place of where you're going inside of you. And when you feel like where you're going, you're there. You see?
Okay. Thank you.
Life is so much fun. It is.